Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today our message about God's calling. And we will take the life of Abraham and how God called him. And we will apply that in our life. Every one of us who hear the message, God had called you. Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Before we proceed to the message, to the verse, let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks. And we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this meeting, O God, and your presence in our life. Thank you for your word, Lord. We pray that it will reach your people and it will guide them and help them to be the light, your word to be the light for them to go on the right path in their life. You help them and you bless them, O God. Lord, help me to deliver the message. Let your grace be abound and give me your word and arrange it so that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Genesis 12, verse 1. The Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. In this verse, the command that God had given to Abraham, or the verb that he gave him, he told him, leave. The first elements of God's calling in our life is to leave. There are certain things God, when he calls you, you have to leave it in order for you, you will be able to follow God. Now for Abraham, he told him, leave your country, your people, and your father's household. It is not sin to be with such atmosphere, to be with your country, with your father's household, to be with your people. It is not sin. But for God's calling requirement, you cannot follow God if you keep certain things. This is what God said to Abraham. For me, God, he told me certain other things to leave. For you who listen, God had called you to leave certain things in your life. Maybe God wanted to leave your profession. Maybe God wanted to leave your ambition. Maybe God wants you to leave certain projects that you had planned before to do in your life. It is not wrong that you have these things. But these things, if you keep them, you cannot follow God. You cannot go with God to the next stage or next step where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. When God had called me, I was heading for a certain direction in my life, in my professional life. It is not wrong to say to work. It is not wrong to have a profession. It is not wrong to have a certain plan for a further education and teaching. But for the sake of the plan of God to be fulfilled, you need to leave what God had told you to leave. Now, I don't know what God had told you, but I know very well what God had told me to leave, and I leave it. And after I leave it, I find myself, I can't follow God, and I can't do His will. Hallelujah. So the first requirement of God's calling is to leave. In verse 2, he told him, I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. We find here there is a blessing coming into the life of Abraham after he is willing to leave. The blessing will not flow, the plan of God will not flow after, only when you leave your own plan, your own plan, and willing to accept the plan of God. Hallelujah. So the first element is the word leave. The second element here, we will take it also from the life of Abraham. We know that after Abraham, he started to follow God, he and his wife Sarah, God had promised them to be a great nation. But Abraham and Sarah, they don't have children. So his wife, one day she came to him and she told him, I have a maid, I have a servant, I have a maid servant, you can take her, Hajar, and you can sleep with her. Perhaps I can build a family through her. But we know very well that is adultery. Abraham was married. Anyhow, he slept with her. He get a son, Ishmael, from her when he was 86 or 87 years old. And then from that day, the trouble started in the family. Finally, God was gracious to Abraham and to Sarah, and he gave them a son of their own. He gave them Isaac. When Abraham was 100 years old, he got his son Isaac. After he weaned Isaac, the Lord came to him. And we will find here the second element of God's calling. Let us read Genesis chapter 21, verse 8 to verse 12. Genesis 21, verse 8 to verse 12. The child grew, that's about Isaac. The child grew and was weaned. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast, but Sarah saw that the son of whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking, as Ishmael was mocking Isaac. And she said to Abraham, his wife said to him, get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share the inheritance with my son Isaac. The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Here we find his wife told him something. God agreed about it. What his wife told him here in verse 10, and she said to Abraham, get rid of that. What is the second command here that we find here? Get rid. The first command that God gave to Abraham, leave. Second command here to fulfill God's calling, get rid. There are certain things wrong in his life. This woman, his second wife, that is adultery. God told him to get rid of her and from her son, Ishmael. Abraham was distressed, but God told him, listen to your wife. What the wife told? The wife told him, get rid. As long as she spoke the word of God, God say, you have to listen. The second command that God give us in God's calling, to fulfill God's calling, is to get rid of the wrong things. These are incompatible with our Christian life. Sometimes we live as a believer. Your life, there will be a sin in your life. But finally, God tell you to get rid. Get rid of immorality, get rid of lies, get rid of smoking, get rid of drinking, get rid of doing wrong things. We cannot fulfill God's callings unless we are willing to get rid of certain things. We cannot progress with God unless we are willing to get rid of the things that God will show us clearly what we need to get rid of. God showed me clearly the thing that I need to get rid, and I believe that God has shown you clearly the things that God wants you to get rid. Maybe God wants to get rid from bad talk, from gossips, from anger, from telling lies, from cheating, from corruption, from immorality. But these things you have to get rid of. It is incompatible at all with God's calling. Amen. Now we will go forward to the third element of God's calling, the third command that we receive from the Lord, so that we can progress with what God had called us to do and to be. Genesis chapter 22, we take it also from the life of Abraham. So the first command is leave. Second command, we need to get rid. The third command, read Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 2. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am. He replied. He was so happy. Verse 2, then God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him here, there, as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. What the third command we find here is sacrifice. To give. Something God had given you and you love it must. God tell you this thing that he gave you that you love it must. You give me this one. Here God want to test you. Do you love God? Or do you love what he give you more? Do you love the gift or you love the giver? God is testing. God does not need Isaac, but God needs to know whether Abraham loved him or he loved Isaac that he gave him. Certain time, we love the things that God give us more than God himself. Maybe you love your job more than God. Maybe you love your money more than God. Maybe you love your profession more than God. Maybe you love your children more than God. Maybe you love your wife more than God. Maybe you love your job more than God. Maybe you love your ministry more than God. Maybe you love your car more than God. Maybe you love your friends more than God. You love certain things much, and God is testing whether you love him more or you love these things more. He will come to you and he will tell you, he will point out to you the things that you need to sacrifice. What he told Abraham? He told him, give me Isaac. This is sure. Abraham, he loved Isaac the most, but not after God. God is the first. Verse 3, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he got enough food for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay hand on the boy, he said. Don't do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Here we find God is seeing and is testing that Abraham loved him more than his own son. What God had given Abraham, Abraham was willing to sacrifice him to the Lord. Amen? Now the third command of God is to sacrifice, is to give. A Christian, they have two main difficult things, to give up and to give, to get rid and to sacrifice. Amen? Two two important steps for the Christians. They are difficult for them to do. To give up, to get rid, and to sacrifice, and to give to God what is due for Him. We need to bring to God our tithes, our offering, our best of the time, and whatever God is going to point for you in the future, in order for you to receive the promise of God, you need to obey the Lord. At that time, God asked Abraham, his son Isaac, I don't know what God is going to ask you to give Him, to sacrifice for Him, to fulfill God's calling, and to grow with Him. You need to obey God. As Abraham, early next morning, he went and obeyed God. We need to not delay what God had instructed us to do. What is the value to obey God? Let us read Genesis chapter 22, and let us read it from verse 13. What was the outcome when Abraham obeyed and sacrificed, and he was willing to sacrifice his son? Verse 13 onward, Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by his horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. The true blessing of God, what God had promised when He called Abraham the first day, you will be a blessing and I will bless you, was confirmed to Abraham after Abraham was willing to sacrifice to God what He asked him to give. So the first stage in God's calling, first step, is to leave. Second, to get rid. Third, to sacrifice to Him, or willing to sacrifice, or to give Him what He had asked and He had shown you to give. Amen. Now we are. What is remaining? There's remaining the fourth command, that to fulfill God's calling, the fourth element of God's calling. As we have read Genesis 22, there is another hero, not only Abraham as a hero of faith. We find in Genesis 22, there's another person. He have done a marvelous things. Who is this person who have done a marvelous things to the Lord? We find here Isaac. Isaac, when he went up with his father, and when God called Abraham to take his son and sacrifice him to him, he took his Isaac and he went along. In verse 9, you can read in verse 9, when there is the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Isaac was not a 3 or 4 years boy. Not a 3 or 4 or 5 years old boy. He was a young teen and above. He could be 15 or 16 or 17. He was full aware. We find here he behaved in a nice way. He did not run away. Even his father bound him on the altar. He put the wood, he took the rope and he bound him. Sure, he was preparing the fire. And in verse 10, then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Isaac did not run away. Why? Why did he not run away? Because his father had taught him the way to obey the Lord. His father has discipled him. And the fourth element of God's calling, God called us finally to teach others and to direct them in the right way of living. If you read Genesis chapter 18, then you will understand the and newly grasp the fourth element of God's calling. Genesis chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. God said about Abraham, Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. The fourth element of God's calling, as we can read here, is the word direct. He directs his children and his household. It is not enough for me to leave. It is not enough for me to get rid. It is not enough for me to sacrifice to God what he asked me, but it is also requirement for me is to direct others and teach them and discipline them and correct them in the right way of living and how to follow God. Hallelujah. It is not enough that we follow, but we must disciple others. Parents should disciple the children, the household, the people around us. We need to teach them about God and what God want from us. So first, leave. Second, get rid. Third, sacrifice to God. And fourth, direct others in the way they need to go in doing what is right and just. Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, to be faithful children of yours, to do your will and walk in your ways, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that your message that has been preached will bring glory and honor. I pray for each and everyone who hear the message. O God, whatever stage they are, stage of to leave, the stage to get rid, the stage of sacrifice to God was due for you, Lord, or in the stage, O God, to direct, you help them, you uphold them, and you support them, O God, to do your work and your will. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to be obedient, O Lord. Let your grace be upon each and everyone, O Lord, so that we will do your will and walk in your ways, O God. Lord, help us, direct us, help the church, help all the workers, help everyone who is committed to you to get this message and put it into practice in his life. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Take this message and spread it and let many people get blessed through your word. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.